Paddington Marches On by Michael Bond. Read by Hugh Bonneville. Chapter 1. Paddington and the Cold Snap. Paddington stood on the front doorstep of No. 32 Windsor Gardens and sniffed the morning air. He peered out through the gap between his duffel coat hood and a brightly coloured scarf, which was wound tightly about his neck. On the little that could be seen of his face behind some unusually white-looking whiskers, there was a mixture of surprise and excitement as he took in the sight which met his eyes. Overnight, a great change had come over the weather. Whereas the day before had been mild, almost spring-like for early January, now everything was covered by a thick white blanket of snow, which reached almost to the top of his Wellington boots. Not a sound disturbed the morning air. Apart from the clatter of breakfast things in the kitchen, where Mrs. Brown and Mrs. Bird were busy washing up, the only sign that he wasn't alone in the world came from a row of milk bottle tops poking through the snow on the step, and a long trail of footprints where the postman had been earlier that day. Paddington liked snow, but as he gazed at the view in the street outside, he almost agreed with Mrs. Bird, the Brown's housekeeper, that it was possible to have too much of a good thing. Since he'd been living with the Brown family...